Longtime Boise State University president Bob Custer retired from the job at the end of June. And while the Idaho Board of Education looks for a new leader for Boise State, another longtime university figure has stepped in to fill the role of interim president. Martin Schiff has held many roles at the university, from chemistry professor to department chair to dean and then provost and vice president for academic affairs. And after 28 years at Boise State, he knows all the ins and outs of the institution and has watched it grow as well. He joins me today in studio live to talk about his new role as interim president. Thanks for coming on the program.
Good morning.
First question for you. I want to know if this is a true story, all right? Mm-hmm. Back in 1986, you were traveling from Salt Lake to Seattle and your car broke down in Boise. And that's basically how you ended up at Boise State University.
Well, that was the moment in time that I became familiar with Boise and the beautiful city, because I ended up going into the city and hanging out at the park while my car was being, while the tailpipe was being reattached to my car. That's the first time I got to be familiar with the Boise friendly. The mechanic, when we got there, we had a newborn in tow. It was a hot July summer day. He said, well, we can get to work on this, but it's going to take a couple hours. And so there we were, all forlorn. And he said, you could grab some sandwiches down the street and I can drive you down into the park where it's a lot nicer and cooler. And then I can just pick you up when we're done. And
I'm wow. You're like, where have I landed?
Wow, great. Right? Yeah, so.
And then what happened after that, though? You left Boise after that.
Yeah. So I ended up obviously with a very positive experience of Boise. You know, I can remember driving out of town that afternoon thinking, Boise, who would have thought? And so 3 years later, I was working in Bend, Oregon, and I ran across an ad for a professor of chemistry at Boise State. And I thought, what the heck? I wouldn't mind checking out Boise again. And so I did. And I ended up getting a campus interview. And I remember climbing out of the airplane on the tarmac at Redmond Airport. Back then, you could actually meet your spouse on
right, back in those days.
And she asked me how the interview went, and I said, the first thing I could think of was, that place is like a freight train. I think I might just jump aboard.
Oh, interesting.
And the rest, of course, is history.
And you did jump aboard, and because you've worn a lot of hats at mm-hmm. Boise State. So you started as a professor, but then provost mm-hmm. to interim president. Tell me about how the university, though, has changed, because you've been mm-hmm. a part of it for close to three decades.
Right. Well, the transformation of Boise State over 28 years has been nothing less than just phenomenal. When I arrived in 1990, we were a moderate-sized commuter campus. Mm-hmm. We had about 11,000 students, and we were focused primarily on undergraduate degrees. We had a couple of master's degrees, but primarily undergraduate, and we had voc-tech programs back then. When students back then primarily would drive to campus, take their classes, get in their cars, drive back home. We did have some student housing back then, but it was a very small fraction of the students who commuted to campus every day. So, in other words, the campus pretty much emptied out at night and on weekends. So today, we're really a 24/7 campus, certainly between mid-August and mid-May, with just shy of 2,800 students who are spread across 22 locations on campus. And that doesn't count all the students who are, living in rented housing mm-hmm. in the immediate area. And so with a total community of about 5,000 students who live as well as learn in or around campus 24/7, the infrastructure needs that go along with that are that of a comparably mm-hmm. sized city. And so not only is the look, but the real feel of the campus has changed tremendously.
It really has. Yeah. It really has changed. So what made you decide to take on this new venture as interim president? I thought you were on your way to, your glory years in retirement.
Glory years. Well, yes, I did. I had actually resigned from the provost office around the time that Bob Custer announced mm-hmm. his resignation. And my plan was to go back and teach in the classroom for a couple of years before retiring. I had given away most of my suits to Goodwill.
you went all in. you went all in.
Yeah, by mid-May after commencement, I was on a different path.
Was shorts and T-shirts to work at that point,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. But then I ran into a whirlwind in early June, and Linda Clark, the president of the board, called me up and said, I have a favor to ask of you. And she said, we really need you to step in this role for continuity. Will you do it? It's hard to say no when you've been part of a campus that's grown and you've all these people that you've come to know and love to just say no. And mm-hmm. so I decided to, I would do that and delay my plans for a year.
I'm speaking with Martin Schimpf. He is the interim Boise State University president. You came aboard as in this position July 1. And what do you have things you would like to accomplish during your time as interim president?
Well, I can tell you that as a chief academic officer for the past 8 years, we have a lot of irons in the fire, mm-hmm. and there's a lot of new programming we're doing, and I have no intention of slowing that down. So, for example, we'll be ramping up a program we call Beyond the Major. This is a program that represents our campus-wide commitment to applied learning with a focus on the design of organized credit-bearing experiences that occur outside the classroom where students can engage in a deeper, richer, more workplace-centered or connected activities mm-hmm. just beyond the courses that they have to take for their academic discipline.
So that real-world experience.
Yeah, I mean, the idea here is to provide structure for a more tailored experience mm-hmm. for each student, one that helps them develop a thread that kind of connects the individual experiences or opportunities that they decide to undertake outside the classroom so that when they're looking for that first job out of college, they can really have a narrative that shows potential employers the value of the experience mm-hmm. of their college education at Boise State in addition to the actual degree that they hold.
So any word when you got the call from Linda Clark with the State Board of Education, did they give you a time frame as to when you would be in this position, or is it kind of like until further notice?
No, it is a one-year commitment.
Okay.
Our motto around the office is one and done. But no, we do need to take our time and find the right person for Boise State. And I think this next year gives us an opportunity to really reflect as a campus on where we've been and who we are, so that as the next president comes in, whoever she or he is, will have done that reflection exercise. We can't go through a strategic planning process full-blown, although the campus, I think, is eager to do that. We're ready to talk about what's mm-hmm. next, but we do have to wait for the next president. But I think there are some things that we can do as a campus community to reflect and prepare mm-hmm. the next president for the future.
And you can move the university forward in some regards, especially mm-hmm. when it comes to academics, because of having been the provost for 8 years. But also, mm-hmm. do you think it's having this, I mean, you have a base of knowledge of this university, mm-hmm. having been there for almost 30
sure.
years, that,
mm-hmm.
that a lot of people may not have. Mm-hmm. Does that play a part in this moving forward this next year?
Certainly. I think the idea really behind putting me in there is I do have the institutional knowledge, mm-hmm. and so it provides some continuity for the next president. Things kind of happened fast. Bob Cusser didn't, I don't think, announce till November, and things went pretty quickly, and it just didn't quite work out the way everyone wanted, and I think this provides us the opportunity to have more time, but in the meantime, not slow things down too much.
So once your one and done is over, mm-hmm. you're going to go back to the classroom, or has that plan changed?
Well, I am not, even though I'm not ready to be an interim president that just sits and waits, mm-hmm. we have things to get done. It is just a temporary assignment, and so I'm sticking with the plan.
Yeah. So you don't need to go buy a new suit.
I will be buying some new suits. I do have to, have presidential garb.
But you'll need a couple this time, right?
That's right.
Well, I really appreciate you coming in and talking, and we look forward to being a part of the next year as the university moves forward. So thank you for coming in today.
It's been my pleasure. Thank you.
I've been speaking with interim Boise State University President Martin Schimpf.